Well, Brian, 2012 Donegal, just a couple of days away. I'm sure you're itching to get back at tackling the stages on your home international.
That's right, Oisin, yeah. We're looking forward to it now. We're just getting ready to do a bit of preparation on it here and hoping everything goes as well as last year for us.
We'll talk about last year in just a minute, but this is obviously the rally that you look forward to all year.
This is the daddy of them all. Well, it's, as you know, it's the best in the country anyway. And it's only a 3-day event, I suppose. Big challenge. Anybody that's up to it in Mark II Escorts in the country needs to be in Donegal to sort of prove themselves anyway.
There's always a big battle with all these guys in these Mark IIs.
That's right. We have a lot of people out there in the Mark IIs now at the minute that probably have a dozen rallies done at this stage, you know, but for Donegal people, this is the podium one. This is the one you need to get to. If you don't do another one, this is the only one you want to do, but we're still not letting anybody way easy on it anyway.
Yeah. There's Manus Kelly, Declan Boyle, and obviously Daniel McKenna, who won here in 2011. These are the guys that you're going to have to beat if you want to take a title, Brian.
Yeah, well, there's some of them boys actually you wouldn't mind coming second to be honest about it. Them boys are all very, very talented, good drivers. And sure, hopefully we'll see you on Sunday evening if we get there.
Last year you finished third in the National. You had a big battle with Rodney Walton in the last couple of stages of the final day. It certainly was exciting stuff. You're obviously looking to improve on that third place finish this year, Brian.
That's what it is. I'm sorry to hear that Rodney's not coming this year, you know, because he's a good competitor too. And it's hard to keep back, it's hard to keep off. Like, but Donegal's the sort of rally you need to be, if you're lucky enough to be there on Saturday at dinner time, take a look around you and try and find your slot and go for it then, you know.
What about your car, Brian, compared to the likes of Manus and Daniel? Is your car up there and capable of beating them?
It would be slightly down in horsepower, actually, but in wet conditions, you know, it would probably benefit me a bit. Like, and that's what, maybe on Friday, it wouldn't do a bit harm if it was wet. You know, might prefer to be wet for Friday and a bit of Saturday to try and level the pitch a little bit. But saying that, the boys, if it's dry, they have big power. It's hard to get up there with them.
Are wet conditions the type of conditions that you thrive in, Brian?
Maybe not all the time. It depends on maybe some of the grip that you have there, you know, but it's probably the case that some of the rest of them mightn't thrive as well in the wet as what I would.
Yeah. Let's talk about the stages. Obviously, very challenging stages in Donegal, and the organisers have once again set a tough route with a couple of new stages in there in the old classics.
That's right, yeah. All very good stages as usual in it. Them couple of new stages, that Yarton in particular there, a very good stage. Looking forward to a run over it on Saturday morning along with Grove Hall. Saturday morning should suit me a bit there because of the local knowledge on it. And
both them are seen as your local stages.
Yeah, that's right. Both of them would be local, all right. But the local ones sometimes can go back and bite you a bit too.
And looking at Donegal, what would be your favourite stage down through the years? What sort of stage do you like to tackle the most in the county, Brian?
Well, I suppose over the years, Cairn Hill would have been local again. It would have been the favourite one, but it's changed slightly this year. But saying that the one that I'll be hoping for this year to be good will be the local, the one that I live on, by the Gartan stage, you know, so hopefully that'll be okay on it.
What's it going to take to win Donegal this year if you are to do it, Brian?
We'll need everything to work well together and a bit of luck. But saying that, the ingredients are all there, it's only a matter of getting the mix.
And as you know yourself, anything can happen over 3 days in rallying.
As I say, you need to take a look around you on Saturday at lunchtime and see who's in front of you, who's behind you, and make your pitch and go for it.
And you're happy with how preparations have gone finally, Brett?
Yeah, so far so good, Oisin, yeah. Looking forward to it now, just get at it.